Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today in the studio, I have a woman who wears many, many hats in the community. She's an incredible volunteer, and she also has several businesses. And she is the executive director of the Astoria Sunday Market. She has just formed a new business called Columbia Bar Productions. She is the immediate past president of the Astoria Rotary Club. And you might be able to guess who this is. Her name is Cindy Mudge. And today we're going to find out about some new things that are happening in the Columbia Pacific region. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, good morning.
You were involved with so many things. I don't know how you get any sleep.
I don't. Some days okay. I don't.
You just,
but that's
just,
fine.
Okay. Well, there's a lot to do, and that's what people always are thinking. In a small town, what can one do? Oh, there are so many things.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of people in this town wear multiple hats. I think it's what you have to do.
Yes, I would agree with that. So for those listeners who may not be familiar with who Cindy Mudge is, please tell us a little bit about yourself and where you grew up a little bit maybe and when you came here and what you've done.
Sure. I grew up in Seattle. My parents moved there from Chicago in 1962 in time for the World's Fair. I actually owned a business there too for about 10 years. It was a festival event management business. But my prior life was working in theater, so I have a lot of theater background.
Well, theater and festivals, though, go together.
They really do. They're both performance art. I moved to Oregon, actually, here in Astoria in 2003. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years. Has been 10 years. To run the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial Association. And so that was a lot of fun. That's what got me to the coast. And then I was offered the job with the market, and I've had that since 2008 and love it.
Well, before we talk about all these ventures you're involved with and some of the new things, you're involved with the Commercial Fishermen's Festival in September. There are multiple things we'll be talking about on the program today. Let's start with Astoria Sunday Market. We are here in Astoria. Isn't Astoria Sunday Market, is that the second largest market in the state?
If you're looking at number of booths, yes, I think there's one other that has just about the same as us we do now.
Okay.
So, but we're up there. The only other really large one, of course, is in Portland.
Okay, right. And what is, you've been the executive director of Astoria Sunday Market for how long now?
Since 2008.
And how has the market changed and shifted over these last 4 years?
Well, the market actually went through a lot of changes just because I took over just as the economy took a real downturn. And so we've had to reinvent ourselves a little bit. Gas prices went way up that year, and that prevented a lot of vendors from coming out of the area to come down. And that still affects us. The minute the gas prices get close to $4 a gallon, their profit margin is oftentimes just small enough that it just doesn't make it worthwhile, or they can't come down every week. So our market fluctuates from week to week now. And also the newspaper ran an article about this. There's also substantially more markets in Oregon. I think it's up to 6,000. And when I started, it was around 4,000. There's markets everywhere. And there's only so many vendors. So we're all competing for the same vendors. And of course, we all want to have, good quality, reliable vendors. So the landscape has really changed, but we've been doing really well.
Well, everyone thinks of Astoria Sunday Market as really a thriving entity. Mm-hmm. And obviously, because now Astoria is, I feel like this summer there are more tourists here than I have seen, and it feels like the town is more vibrant. Are you noticing that at the Sunday Market?
Yes. Also, just trying to drive around town.
the traffic and the construction, yes?
No, actually, there's just a lot more tourists in town, even during the week.
Cars.
So that's been kind of a good sign, I think, to see. But yeah, the market has continued to thrive. And actually, the good end about all the changes is that we have a lot of new vendors almost every week. And so for locals, that's good, because I think pretty much every week you come down, you're going to find some new thing that you hadn't seen before. And so that's kind of the good side of having these kind of changes where you have to kind of adapt and bring new people in all the time.
Flexibility is key. Mm-hmm. There's no question. I know that locals rely on a lot of the produce and the flowers, yes, and all of those kinds of things, whereas perhaps the tourists more buy some of the beautiful jewelry and the,
exactly,
crafts and things of that nature. So it's kind of a mixture.
It is. Locals, really, they start lining up for the produce early in the morning, and the flowers. But also for locals, it's really a gathering place, a place where they can kind of relax, just stroll through the street, meet friends, do all the people watching and see the entertainment. I mean, it has become a nice Sunday tradition for a lot of families.
And it's dog friendly?
It is. In fact, I'm glad you... What a great segue, Donna. We are having... an event called Dog Day Afternoon on Sunday, August 25th, so just 2 weeks from now. It's actually an event that's sponsored by the Pet Works, 4-H Classy Canines, and Bow Wow Magazine, and Clatsop Animal Assistance. In fact, the centerpiece of the day is going to be a catwalk fashion show for the dogs. So the dogs are going to go down the catwalk, and registration fees go to Clatsop Animal Assistance because they do so much for our community.
Okay, now wait, will that be, all right, so first my brain is trying to wrap around. First I was thinking that there will be cats in costume parading,
no,
for dogs, and then I thought that could be fairly chaotic. So now I'm seeing that dogs will be dressed in costume and walking,
well,
down a catwalk?
We allow dogs au naturel, too.
Oh, okay, all right. So either, you know, in dog birthday suits or with clothes on. Okay.
Yes, please, dogs only in birthday suits.
Okay. And then where do people register for this, and where do they do this? Where is this going to happen?
It's going to happen. Actually, where the Legion building is, there's like a little pocket there left over from the Safeway parking lot, and it's perfect. The Parks Department has left staging out there, so we really will have like a little raised stage and a catwalk that goes out for people who watch modeling shows. They know that that's the runway, and we'll have the... That portion starts at 2. They can start registering anytime starting at 10 o'clock on. It's $5 per dog. And like I said, all that money goes directly to Clatsop Animal Assistance. We're going to have a puppy sit-in. So we'll have some dog trainers there, kind of just giving easy tips, more for the people than the dogs, because dogs in an environment like that are not going to be paying attention to much of anything, but we're hoping the people will, because we want, in order for us to remain a dog-friendly town, which we are, and the market to be dog-friendly, and we don't have much of a choice with that, we're a public street, we want everybody to be safe and have fun. And so we're hoping they learn some new tips and tricks, and maybe some people will decide not to bring their dogs to big public places because this can be a scary place for them. So we're hoping to really have this fun, but also educational.
That's a great idea. So, and I think obviously responsible pet owners clean up after their dogs. That's a very important thing, because otherwise there's, you know, everyone's penalized if you, you know.
It is. And considering the amount of dogs that go through the market, we actually have very few mistakes. And we have plenty of people mistakes, too. So,
and I would say that then if people are interested in, if you're interested in strutting your stuff on Sunday, August 25th, is
mm-hmm.
it? Okay. At the Astoria Sunday Market with your dog, then it's going to, you can just register right there at,
yes,
the Sunday Market. And then $5, and that goes to the Clatsop County Animal,
right,
Assistance, which is good.
And 4-H Classic Canines will also have a mini agility course.
Okay.
So there's all sorts of stuff that'll be going on.
Oh, good.
And then the show starts at 2. For anyone who's been to the market, we don't just have dogs at the market. Dogs are usually in their Sunday best at the market. People really do come through, and they don't just slap a leash on the dog. It's really quite a fun thing watching the different dogs. Anyway, so this will give them a venue to finally kind of strut their stuff and earn some prizes.
All right, so that takes place on August,
yes,
25th, Sunday at 2 p.m. Okay, so that's what's going on at the market. Anything else you'd like to address about Astoria Sunday Market that maybe people don't know?
Yeah, well, actually, the last thing I want to bring up is we're going to do our rubber boot stomp again this year. Last year was our first year, and it raised money, helped raise money for Women's Resource Center, but also money that went towards getting us our entertainment, that we have live entertainment every year, and we want to keep that going as long as possible, as best as possible, and keep it a variety of musicians. So the rubber boot stomp is come glam up a boot, find a rubber boot, an old one, a new one, and decorate it, turn it into an art piece, turn it into a potted plant piece, turn it into wearable art, do whatever, and come down and we do our rubber boot stomp through the market on the first Sunday of October. We'll have a rehearsal the weekend before, but we'll post about stuff. But mostly, we got some great fun submissions last year, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing what people come up with their decorated boots this year.
What's wonderful is that the Estuary City Market supports these nonprofits, which are so worthy and deserving of our help. So it's a fun way to be part of the community and also help nonprofits. And I know that you are passionate about that, Cindy, and so I say thank you for that.
Right.
Okay, so Estuary Sunny Market takes place from Mother's Day in May through, is it the second week in October?
It's the second weekend, so October 13th is our last day.
So we're kind of, we're a little past the middle here, right? So we just have, I don't know how many, you probably know, like I know exactly how many Sundays are left in the Estuary Sunny Market.
We hit the Midway Park a couple of weeks ago, and so that's all I know now.
All right, excellent.
Got too much going on.
So you still have time to be part of the Estuary Sunny Market, part of the dog day and the and
rubber
the boot,
boot
stomp and the rubber boots. Okay, excellent. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today I'm speaking with Cindy Mudge. She is executive director of the Estuary Sunny Market. She is past immediate president of Astoria Rotary Club. She has just formed a new company, Columbia Bar Productions, and we're going to be talking about that in the second half of the program. We've been talking about Astoria Sunday Market pretty much the first half of this program, but Cindy is involved in many, many things. So, all right, Cindy, what should we talk about next?
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about the Commercial Fishermen's Festival, because that's coming up.
Okay.
That's September 14th and 15th.
All right. We
do still have some Deadliest Catch stars coming, of course. Captain Jonathan Hillstrand and his brother Scott will both be there, and producer Todd Stanley is returning. So we're very excited about that. And then there's about six or seven other members of crew and so forth who will be there.
Commercial Fishermen's Festival. Okay, the date is September 14 and 15. That's a weekend.
Uh-huh.
And that, I know, people have flown in from all over the United States to come to this. Where is it being held this year?
It's held at Hammond Marina. Last year was our first year there, and it actually ended up being a beautiful setting because it's got safe access to the water, great view, more of a park-like setting, plenty of room for the competitions to take place. So it actually is a really fantastic venue.
And maybe there are people listening who don't know what happens at the Commercial Fishermen's Festival. That's different from, obviously, we have Fisher Poets at the end of February. But this is honoring commercial fishermen, and this is what, the fourth year?
This is actually our sixth year.
Sixth year? Oh, my gosh. Okay. I remember you were involved with the very beginning of this.
Right. It was one of our first really special event at Astoria Sunday Market in 2008.
And it has morphed into this big event, a festival. Okay. So what happens at the Commercial Fishermen's Festival?
Well, the centerpiece of the festival is actually our competitions. And we have competitions that are designed for the highliners, the pros, so we really encourage commercial fishermen to come out and compete. The highliner competition itself, there's a chance for them to win $1,000 and a bunch of cool prizes.
So, to do the highliner. The highliner means you caught the most fish.
Highliner means you're the top fisherman.
You're the top fisherman for that day or for that moment or for that what?
A highliner is someone who's considered a top fisherman, period.
Period.
Like
okay.
Someone
overall,
to strive
like
to be.
A fish whisperer.
Yeah.
Okay. And all right. And so they go out in boats fishing, and that's how you decide that.
No. The highliner competition at the festival tests their fishermen skills through a series of events that they kind of work their way through. It's actually pretty grueling. They start out by stacking 8 crab pots. They do things like knot tying, net mending. They have to get in a survival suit, rescue a buddy. It always ends with them drinking a beer, i.e. root beer, and getting slapped by a barmaid. So that stops the clock.
Okay. All right. So this is about skill and agility.
It is.
But it's on land. But these are obviously, people probably don't realize when you are a commercial fisherman, you're not just going out and throwing a pole in the water. That's the old fashioned old-fashioned fishing we learned as kids. Yeah. That's right. This is really, you're right, you have to take care of the equipment.
Yeah, there's a lot of skills involved, and doing some of these things are not as easy. Even getting a survival suit, and we want all commercial fishermen to actually, as often as they can, get in a survival suit, because when the time comes, and you pray it never does, it's harder than it looks. And so that's actually, you know, kind of our behind the scenes way of also making sure that they get that practice.
And Andy Bornstein, I know, has had a booth there, and Mark
Pacific
from
Pacific Seafoods,
and
we get a lot of support from the commercial fishing industry here. England Marine has support of us from the very beginning.
Good. And is also the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association involved? ADHDA?
No, not in the Commercial Fish
Okay.
Lines Festival.
All right. They're involved with the Brew Cup.
With the Brew Cup.
So many festivals. So
we
many things to keep track
town.
Of. We are
a lucky town.
We are. This region is blessed. Oh,
but the competitions also, even if you're not a commercial fisherman, we've got stuff for landlubbers too. Our kind of most popular one is the Dover Sole Relay Race. It takes teams of three. It's really fun. Last year, women from the Women's Resource Center came dressed up as cannery workers, and they were a team. So it's one of those events where you get a shovel full of sole, and you have to run a little obstacle course, and the person who wins is not just the fastest, but also the one that has the most fish left on the shovel. But mostly it's kind of a fun spectacle as people are getting more and more dressed up every year to do the race.
Well, it's become very successful, and really a lot of that goes to you, the hard work that you put in from the very beginning. And the other thing is, you said that you might be able to use some volunteers for the Fisherman's Festival.
Good. We always need volunteers, especially the weekend of, because there's a lot of moving parts to help keep it going. We're also looking to expand our board members. And so if people are interested in serving on the board, this is a really good time to do it. We're more seasoned now and know what we're doing now in our 6 years. So it's a good opportunity to kind of get involved.
How should people reach you, Cindy? If someone's listening and they say, oh, I would love to be involved, or my son, who's a high school student, would love to be involved, or this is a great family thing, we should be involved with this. We want to volunteer for the Commercial Fishermen's Festival in September. How do they reach you?
We have a Facebook page, which we really encourage people to go to. And that's just Commercial Fishermen's Festival when you go on Facebook. Just look for that. Or you can call me directly and I'll connect you with the right people at
503-440-7168. Okay, if you want to be involved as a volunteer with the Commercial Fishermen's Festival, and I also imagine there are a lot of, well, I know there are a lot of fantastic things to eat, all things, that come from the water.
Yes.
Are available then. All right, so Commercial Fishermen's Festival, Astoria Sunday Market. What should we talk about next? Do you want to talk about Columbia Bar Productions?
Sure. It's actually a new company I have formed because we've got great local people who have just purchased the Shipyard and the Astoria Event Center. And I'm now opening basically a new business, which is basically just booking that event center. And so I needed to have a company. And then also I am the event coordinator for the Seaside Holiday Gift Fair. So it made sense, to go ahead and form a company. So I called it the Columbia Bar Productions, partly because I used to run those monthly Columbia Bar gatherings, and I love the play on words. And then also, of course, the Astoria Event Center has a bar, so why not?
All right, so Columbia Bar Productions is going to be a booking agent for the Astoria Event Center, and now we have these local people who have purchased it who do a great job, I know, of restoring buildings and doing things.
Yes.
What's going to be changing at the Astoria Event Center?
Actually, just the owners are so good at taking care of their buildings. I think you're going to see some improvements, especially on the commercial street side. And so hopefully we'll start hearing more about that in September. The deal is not quite closed yet, but it's very close. So they'll have possession by September. So hopefully they'll be able to announce some of their exciting changes at that time. Astoria Event Center, we do take bookings now, soft bookings, and we'll be able to kind of firm up contracts in September. We did that because a lot of people are starting to plan their holiday parties and things like that in December. There's a lot of businesses. We wanted to let people planning their weddings know that, yes, it's still open. It's going to be open and operational soon. We've already got some people with some fall and holiday events contacting us to rent the space.
So what kind of bookings will you be doing? What kind of events take place? Maybe we should talk for people who aren't familiar with the Astoria Event Center. It's a large space.
Yeah.
It has a big stage.
Yeah, the owners were Fred and Chrissy Van Horn, and I have to say they did an amazing job of completely redoing the inside of that building. It used to be a lodge. I think it was Eagles Lodge. Thank you. I couldn't remember which one. And they just did an amazing job. And so the Astoria Events Center is really a versatile space. It has a stage. It actually has some auditorium seating. So if you have music event or dance event, there's actually kind of real versatile dance floor and auditorium seating and a great stage. There is a bar, so if you wanted to have that kind of service there. It's got a great flat floor space if you want to do banquets or conference. So it's actually a really nice facility, and they did a beautiful job of the interior design. You can dress it up the way you want, but it has a nice, unique Astoria-themed design inside, too.
I know. I've been there for the Fisher Poets Festival.
Yes.
Gathering, because that's, you know, there are a lot of readings that take place in that space. Okay, so that's a change, and we'll be hearing more about that. And so if someone's listening and they say, oh, I have an event, then they can talk to you directly about booking something there.
They can. And actually go to that website, AstoriaEventCenter.com. It's got floor plans, rates, all sorts of good stuff.
Okay, that's excellent. Okay, so, all right, so now we have just a few minutes left on the program. What else would you like the listening audience to know about all of the different things that are happening here in this area?
Sure. Well, actually, I'd like to kind of mention we still have a few tickets left for Astoria Rotary's Trolley Follies coming up on the 29th.
What is that?
And the Trolley Follies is just a fun way we meet at the Trolley Barn at 6 o'clock, and actually one of our stops is the Cannery Pier Hotel this year, so we'll be going there and to the Wet Dog and onto the Rogue, where we'll have a raffle for some really fun prizes. All this raises money for our Polio Plus program with a Rotary International.
All right, so the Trolley Follies is, so anyone can participate, anyone can buy, and it's happening on, let's give them more details on when that's happening. It's August 29th, which is a Thursday.
Right, but you do need to get your tickets in advance.
How much are tickets?
They are $20.
Okay, so for $20, you then get to ride on the trolley from, the trolley leaves the Trolley Barn, and the first stop is the Cannery Pier Hotel and Spa. Well, they'll have some wine and hors d'oeuvres and a little talk, and then they'll move on to the Wet Dog.
Right, and each of the stops will have some sort of appetizer that comes with it, but you do buy your own drinks at the Wet Dog and the Rogue. It's always a fun time. The people who do this just have a great time, and the raffle is always fun because we have everything from very cool prizes to funky, strange prizes, and people just have a good time.
So where do people get tickets for the Trolley Follies from? Because it benefits Astoria Rotary's polio program. So where do they buy those tickets?
Actually, again, if they just call me, I will make sure that the rest of I'm with a team with Julie and Dan, and we actually coordinate the tickets.
Okay, so that's for the Astoria Rotary. And how many people fit on the trolley? I can't remember now. It's
And we have some standing room.
Right, that's true. Okay, because, well, it's okay. Okay, is it really?
It's not quite that many.
Okay, maybe.
But we only have about 10 tickets left.
Okay, oh, wow. Okay, so if you want one of those 10 tickets that's still left for the Trolley Follies on August 29th, get in touch with Cindy Mudge. And let's see, Cindy, we didn't really talk about the gift show in Seaside, but that's happening. That's later on.
Right. And we're looking for vendors for that right now. That happens the weekend immediately following Thanksgiving. And that event has been going on for 30 years. And we're trying to revitalize it, refresh it, and bring back some of the fun things that used to be there.
So that's the Seaside Holiday Gift Show. Mm-hmm. And is that, so are those like local craftsmen? I don't know what's there.
Yes, it's people who, like at the market, make their own products, so they do have to make their own.
Okay, and then of course we would love to have winter market, and is there going to be some winter Astoria Sunday winter market?
Yes, it'll be the last two. There'll be the two weekends following Starving Artist. Holiday gift show is that first weekend. Starving Artists Art Fair that supports Astor Street Opry Company is the next weekend, and we'll do the last two weekends. So gives vendors a chance to kind of be at all the events without competing with each other.
Now, it's truly incredible, all the things that go on at all times of the year in this area. So, and Cindy Mudge is typically involved with a lot of them, that's for sure. So, so Cindy, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
And again, why don't you let people know your contact information in case they are interested in finding out about, you know, any of these events.
Yeah, 503-440-7168.
Okay, 440-7168. I'll leave this number here at the station. If you're driving and you say, oh, I want to know more about any of these things we've been talking about today, you can reach Cindy Mudge that way. Thank you again, Cindy, for making the community a better place by all of the work that you do. All right, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire and ham in so many ways. And I want to thank all of you who listen to this program. Thank you so much. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. Today, take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things on your in your life. Focus on those good things. That will expand them. Focus on feeling good, on what is working in your life. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now on this, in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.